Welcome to an audio about fish. Yeah, if you're anyway interested in fish, you might be interested in what's going to happen next in this audio, because a company called Ballycotton Seafood was set up in Ireland in 1985. Now, reading on the outside of this building I'm about to go into, it says, from our boats to your table. So I think they actually have a boat called the Richard Mary. It's S494 for the technically minded mariners of you. And it says also that this is fresh and local guaranteed. Fresh fish daily and oven roasted seafood. Now, you can tell immediately that I'm a bit excited, so I'm not as calm as I'd normally be, if you like. And the thing about this is that we're not used to having a top glass, shit hot, fish place in Glenmire in Cork, and I'm just walking into the shop, so that's the ambient sound of it, and I am looking at fish. I'm actually looking at sea bream. I'm looking at the most gorgeous sea bream, which is sparkling, glistening silver. I mean, I can tell immediately that this stuff is absolutely landed this morning. And I love sea bream, which means I can't leave this shop without buying it. This is, by the way, my first time ever in here. I see a whole salmon, $7.95 a kilo, farmed from Ireland. But that, again, is glistening like anything. I see black sole at $16.50 a kilo. I see sea bass at $10 a kilo. I even see monktails at $16. I see brill at $12, and I'm not going on anymore, because this is just fantastic. We here in Glenmire are not used to having this stuff. There's a whole cabinet here of frozen stuff. I see mussels, I see shrimps, I see tiger, raw tiger prawns. I mean, I also see jumbo prawns. I'm looking here at breaded scampi. I'm looking here at clam meat. Now, I've never had clam meat in my life, and I'm not inclined to have it, to be truthful. I see some frozen scallops down there too. In fact, they're $6.99. I wish people would say $7, to be truthful. But I see scallops. Now, I remember well over in the west coast of Ireland in County Clare, being given scallops to eat raw in the summer by a fish guy who was so wanting to prove to me that his fish was so fresh that I could just eat it without anything. I'm over here now walking across the way and looking at their smoked salmon, which I don't think I've ever tasted. I usually have either smoked salmon by Umara or smoked salmon by Burren Smokehouse, and that's another Burren Smoke, that's another issue. Anyway, I see salmon tartlets. Sorry, I am a little bit excited. They also do brown bread, I think. And that's it. I know nothing about this company. I heard last night, or I got something through the door of my house when I came back home from Dublin yesterday. I got a flyer saying that they were here. On public display is a best of luck card from somebody in Glenmire that says, best of luck to all at Ballycotton Seafood. Hope the new shop in Glenmire goes well. I got another good luck. These are all on public display. I presume they don't mind me looking at them. Right, there's another one there, wishing them well, and one here that says, sky's the limit, and that's from Cafe Beva. Oh, the cafe that I've just spent time in has sent a card over to this new shop. Now, this is the best news I could have had, because this is actually going to save me going all the way down into the centre of Cork City to get fish. So, you know, I usually go to the place that the Queen went to for fish in the English market. By the way, I'm looking at Maldon Sea Salt, pure flaky crystals. Now, I know Maldon Sea Salt, it's very good. I actually get wonderful salt, or I got wonderful salt from Umara, U-M-M-E-R-A. That's another story. I see olive oil here. I see country relish, or Ballymaloe. So they sell Ballymaloe stuff too, some of it. And they sell some stuff I've never seen before in my life. It's called Fishke sauce, F-I-S-K-E-S-A-U-C-E. It's authentic Thai. Right. Okay, look, that's enough. I'm just so pleased to be here. I better go and buy sea bream. It's my favourite. I guess it might be my favourite fish for kind of everyday eating, if you like, because you simply, You simply shove it in tin foil and shove it in the oven. You better gut it, actually, because I once served fish ungutted by mistake. Anyway, that's it. This is the wonderful, wonderful, exciting Ballycotton seafood, which I better go.
Maybe, yeah. You don't have to have it. You know, I don't mind. But...